Namaste, dear listeners, and very welcome to another episode of the Conscious Junkie Podcast Show. My name is Lotte. You might know me as the Yoga Nomad. As my name probably suggests, I'm traveling the world as a yoga teacher to learn and teach at as many beautiful places as I can. And because of my job, I get to see new places and different faces, and I often just hear incredible stories of people who really inspire me. And this is the exact reason why I started this podcast as the first place, because maybe you are not able to travel the world and to hear so many new things and new stories and, yeah, I don't know, just see things from different perspectives. So just because I wanted to share these conversations, I started the podcast, and so far that has brought me many beautiful guests. So just before we dive into the conversation, I want to ask you to please, please, please like and subscribe for my podcast. Thank you so much for that. Now, let's talk about this week's episode. In this week's episode, I sit down with Instagram family, Two Birds and a Whale. I got to meet Danny, Jonah, and their children, Raf, who's 6, and Jonah, who was only 2 years old last week. They have been traveling through Sri Lanka in their rental tuk-tuk for the past 6 weeks. And I just felt so inspired by their courage and willpower to travel around Asia with their two young kids. This was the exact reason why I wanted to sit down with them and just throw a couple of questions at them. Now, before we dive into their adventure, I just want to mention that the audio might not be optimal just because we're sitting down in a cafe together. All right, but without further ado, I bring to you Two Birds and a Whale. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. So welcome, and thank you so much for having the time to sit with me. And it's actually the first thing I want to start with, because we met you guys the other day here at the cafe, and it was just incredible for me to see how relaxed you both seem to be. And you know, now we're sitting here, and I know you're in between traveling, you're staying in a guest house close by. Come here. The kids are here, so it's going to be a very lively podcast. But yeah, you seem so relaxed, and now you're like in between travels and you still could find some time to sit here, and again you seem so relaxed. How do you do that?
I think it only seems relaxed. We are most of the time, but not always. We have two young children, and sometimes it's a bit stressful, but it's not that much different from back at home.
No?
A life with two young children can be stressful sometimes, and it doesn't really matter where you are. If you're in Sri Lanka or in the Netherlands, It doesn't matter. It's quite the same, only in a different environment. So.
Is it really? Because at home you have all the conveniences you know you have, and here every time you have to see what you get if you go to another place.
Yeah, but you have little obligations.
That's right. Yeah.
So that makes a big difference.
You have more time to cope with these.
Yeah. Like today also, we are in between travels, but we're not in a rush. We just drive back to Nagombo, and it doesn't really matter what time we arrive or
where we'll end up. We'll go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yes. We'll see how far we get today, and tomorrow is another day. So
that's
So that's better than at home, because at home we have a tight schedule of school and sports and everything and eating. It doesn't matter if we eat here at 9 o'clock in the evening or 10 o'clock or 6 when they're early, when they're hungry. So
they can
don't
go
have a
to
tight,
bed
tight
when they're tired.
When they're tired.
It doesn't really matter at what time they wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to go to school or daycare or anything like that.
That's right. Yeah. So Raf wants to say something.
Oh, he has to go to the toilet.
He has to go to the toilet. 5 minutes
by the wc.
Anders ga je even mee, geen probleem.
Okay. Yes.
So yeah, for me it seems like saying that you just have to sort of really relax and be with what is.
Yes.
So basically you have to be really present, like what's now is now, and don't plan too much ahead.
Yes, not planning that much ahead, just by day, maybe 2 days, 3 days for the things we do during the daytime.
Yeah.
But like the big plan, is there when we decide to fly to another
of
country.
Course,
we
have
to
arrange those
early,
things
arrange those earlier, and we just take the necessary stuff for the kids as well, so we know when they will be a little bit restless, so we
yeah.
give them some toys. We brought
plan A, B, and C.
Yeah, we brought a lot of stuff to
entertain them.
To entertain them, of
All
course,
right.
that's important, and to educate them as well.
So, for sure, yeah,
yes.
because
and
that's
we combine that, yes, to the, those two together.
Education with entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's yeah. something which I really like, which was the article about in the Volkskrant.
Yes.
We're sitting with, like, in nature and then making those sounds. Can you tell me something about that?
Yes. We give them, we give the oldest, he's six now, and in Holland he, leerplicht.
Yeah, so he basically needs to go to
he
school.
He needs to go
as
to school, but
yeah.
we unregistered from the Netherlands to go away for a long time.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean we don't educate them. We give them homeschooling with the World School program. So he learns exactly the same things that he's getting in school. But we do that in different times than school. We
of course.
We do it over a day, sometimes in the morning, sometimes
again, you have to be
afternoon.
Flexible. Things might change and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Some things we can do while we travel. In the back of the tuk-tuk, we can do rhyme games and
yes.
Practice with words. They have to start spelling the words or clapping the words.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can do that in the back of the tuk-tuk.
You
as
can
well.
Make it so playful.
Yeah,
yeah
it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And use things we see along the way.
Yeah.
Like in the interview, we already talked about the coconut, and.
Yeah.
He can clap those words and learn with the words and the things that he sees around him.
Yeah.
And afterwards, draw a coconut or a palm tree or so. Yeah.
It sounds to me so much more fun and creative. There's much more room and space for creativity and for the to mind to wander because you're driving around and he sees things and then you can sort of also, I would say, notice where his natural interest lays instead of just through books and whatever. Like if they paint a coconut in a book, that's the subject, but here there's so much around and you can really get a taste of that.
He sees the coconut, he touches it, he tastes it, and they see how products are made.
Yeah.
So you go
the full experience.
Much deeper into the into
cool.
the subject.
And
we can see his interest in numbers.
Oh.
It's very clear. He gets the change we get in coins.
Yeah.
It goes to him. And then once in a while he counts it and he's really getting good at it.
Yes.
And then he goes to the supermarket to buy some candy and he really knows, okay, I have like 200 rupees. This one is 50. Okay, I can buy two of those. And then I have 100
more,
left. That's really playful.
He seems to be ahead with economics already.
The money is interesting.
Yeah.
The teacher of his school before, she told us we had to... start calculating with 10. Like, okay, I have 3 here. How much more do you need to get 10? But we are doing that over 100 now.
Oh,
that's
super cool.
Very obvious. He learns more now here.
Do you feel that there's a lot of pressure if it comes to educating or like homeschooling? Well, it's travel schooling, but do you feel pressure?
Sometimes, but I try to not let it influence me too much.
Yeah.
Because we're traveling and it's an experience we only have once, we think. We don't know what happens in the future, but we have this experience now. And for him, it's also the second time in the second grade. So, it's kind of a he's kind of doing it again. He already
repeating some things and then some extra things.
Yeah,
but it might get a really good foundation, actually.
Yeah, I think it's more important for him that he just keeps to continue some class to stay in the rhythm and make it easier for him when he comes back in Holland that he can just join his class again and without too much trouble. I think that's the most important thing. I don't really worry about the contents.
I think
he's smart enough and he learns more
that
than enough
fine.
Here.
Yeah.
It's more about the rhythm and
those things.
Yeah.
Because I got quite an interesting question, and that was like, how was it for him to leave? I mean, he's obviously a bit older than Jonah, so it's more like real, and he's really like, he probably had friends,
he has friends,
and he knows his family well.
Yeah, Well, we talked about that a couple of times with him as well, and we started to prepare him weeks, maybe months before, I think.
Yeah.
Months before we left. So he kind of grew into it, and we kept explaining to him
that
yes,
he was really excited.
We were going away for a long time, and also we gave him the opportunity to really understand the length of the period. Right, we talked in birthdays and Sinterklaas and Christmas and New Year. So it's like the larger scale. He knew it. We weren't going on a holiday for 3 weeks. So
yes.
And he had a little trouble with the friends, but then he met his best friend
goodbye,
here. So yeah,
saying goodbye wasn't easy. And when we ask him what he misses most, it's his class, his classmates. That's what he misses most. But then we ask him if he would like to go back to Holland. He says, no, not yet.
Yeah.
But he knows we're going back, and he's going back to his old class.
That's the best thing, right?
He has something to look forward to.
Yes.
And then one of his... Will you have to kijken?
His best friend.
So sometimes we need to do a little check here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good. They're so relaxed. You won't believe it.
Yes.
And last week, one of his best friends came over to Sri Lanka also. He's also traveling for 7.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's family with 3 children. And we are looking...
up to them,
with 3 young children. But that was so much fun for him. He was really looking forward to meeting him here. And they had a lot of fun together.
Yes,
and saying goodbye again wasn't easy. But when he saw his best friend last week, he said, "Oh, mommy, I'm so happy. I feel like I'm almost crying. I almost have to cry."
Oh,
and that was
so,
so sweet. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wet.
Yes, his eyes were actually wet.
That's incredible.
And that made us cry.
Yeah, of course. Yes, like, it's really touching to see your child that happy, and also knowing that the tears are from sadness, but also happiness, because he loves someone so much.
And we are FaceTiming, Skyping with friends, family every once in a while.
The world is a small place nowadays.
It is. You're meeting up with friends again.
Yes, yeah. And we're sending videos to his class, and they send videos back of the class, so
awesome.
He sees all the classmates
every once in a while. There's still contact, and he's up to date. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just a couple of questions. Where were you living in Holland?
We were living in The Hague.
Yeah.
And we sold our house there.
Mm-hmm.
But we are planning to go back to The Hague. When we came here, we didn't really know for sure, because we talked about maybe living in the country, in with some more space. But
countryside, yeah.
Yeah, but I think pretty soon we found out that we do love the city, and we do love The Hague and the beach and all the things it has to offer. So we're pretty sure we're going back there.
Yeah. Yes. Yesterday you mentioned that you do want to somehow a bit of an alternative lifestyle. Like, how do you call these projects? Do you know the English name? Like tiny, no, not really
yes,
tiny,
tiny
house,
tiny,
but houses that can be self-sustainable.
Yes,
I think
And like some sort of community vibe around, that would be really nice.
Yeah, at least with that are sustainable houses with energy-wise. And, but also living in a community. Yeah, that's something
that's awesome.
We would like to do, but we don't know if it's
just
possible.
See how
in the
it
Hague.
Goes.
Hopefully in the future, yes.
That would be really nice, and it suits you guys, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. Cool. Let me see. Oh yeah, now that Jonas is away, he just went to check on that. What's your least favorite habit of his?
Oh,
quickly before he gets back.
Yeah, I know. He's not really structured. I like the structure, and most of the arranging stuff here comes to me.
Yeah.
He's really not good at it, and he's too chaotic for it, and it takes him a very, very long time to arrange something. So he just he lays back and think, okay, you do that and you arrange that, and sometimes that's a bit stressful for me.
And I'll drive the tuk-tuk.
Yes,
he drives the tuk-tuk.
We only drive the tuk-tuk here and not in other countries. So
okay.
No, but all the tickets, hotels, anything that needs to be arranged, anything with paperwork, finances, or anything like that.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I do think, like Dylan and I, we sort of split it, but first it was very fun when we just started traveling. We were both dived into booking.com, mm-hmm. and it took us hours because this or that, and then we decided, okay, that's what I will do, mm-hmm. and he's arranging tickets. So we sort of divided it, and it does give both of us a lot more peace of mind, like, okay, yeah. that's not my thing. So can imagine that for you, like, knowing that she is doing that is yes. pretty nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Mm. But I also know that if I start doing it, things will become a huge yeah. mess. So
okay, you arranged one hotel.
Yeah, and that was
a mess. I think over the last 3 months.
Yes, it was crap.
And it was horrible. Yeah.
No food. Only hotel, no food.
So after that, it was
Holy
like,
guess.
Okay, never mind.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe he can
did
do
you,
it.
Did you read the reviews? No. Did I have to?
And where? But okay, where lies his talent? Apart from driving the tuk-tuk.
Yeah, I was mentioning.
Yeah.
On the road again.
But he's quite easygoing and relaxed.
Yes.
And, like he says, driving a tuk-tuk, for me, yeah. it would be too stressful.
Yeah.
I would go nuts with the traffic.
With yeah. what's going on.
And
on
also
the roads.
In Malaysia, in Langkawi, we rented a car and he drove it.
Yeah.
And I'm much more comfortable with him doing that.
That's great.
Yeah, that yeah. would be too stressful for me.
Yeah. Okay.
So we both have our
qualities. Sounds like a good yin yang to me, guys. Next question. Do you have any like major fears about being on the road? Maybe it's not a nice subject to touch on, but just curiosity. Is there something in your like conscious or subconscious mind which like, oh my goodness?
Yeah. For me, that is things with that has to do with nature, like very bad
natural
weather,
disasters.
Storm, natural disasters.
Okay.
I do have, because we're on the coast, the south coast of Sri Lanka
yes.
now for a long time, I do have an app with the...
which so warns you for any natural
yes,
disasters
warns
coming
you, yeah, an earthquake app like that gives a signal with every earthquake over scale 5 in this area. So
okay.
If
you a bit more time. And
yeah, if there might be a tsunami or
yeah.
again, then we would know. And
what's the app called?
The time. My phone is gone.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We
I think it's
leave that in the comments.
Earthquake something yeah, news, and it's or from around the globe, and you can add filters for Asia.
Yeah.
And
so for you, it's natural disasters.
I think so. That's my biggest fear.
For you, Danny?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not really that worried about
no.
that. He's always. Worrying about that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me it's the health of the children. As long as they're healthy, everything's fine. But now, like Raf has trouble with his ears. He has some pain in his ears, and that's what's worrying me the most.
Of course.
Yeah. We have doctors here, and we have a doctor in the Netherlands that we can contact with
amazing.
The questions, and that's I really love that. I'm really grateful for her
it's
helping
so modern
us.
And
yes,
so
yes.
so good.
Thank
yeah.
you, Rihanna.
thank you
so much.
No, that's great. It's so but nice to sometimes hear your own doctor speaking about something rather than half
yes, because
English brah.
You are in a different country, and sometimes it's quite hard to express what you're feeling
yes.
or what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
Or
you don't know if they got you right. They
yeah,
say, yeah, 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 and then what?
Yes.
Even though if they speak proper English,
yes.
there's still a language barrier. So
for sure.
And
yeah.
it's a good combination. So she's taking extra care of the health and the kids, and I'm taking care of the environment.
Of the environment.
I see
so
what's coming
into
from the distance.
External
yes,
and
yeah.
inter. Again,
but I'm not
outside looking. Waiting.
Yes,
yes
you worry much more.
I'm guarding. Yes, I worry. Yes, yes.
But he's the man. I mean, I think you should. You
yes.
should take care of your family. I think that's like
I'm
how it's.
Them as well.
Yeah,
yeah
I think that's something
feels.
Very natural, very like oermensachtig.
Yes.
All right, guys. And just were you both equally enthusiastic about this adventure?
I think I get the start of it.
Yes. Yeah.
You planted the seeds.
Yes, I was trying to convince him to travel for about 3 months, or at least spend 3 months in Asia or something. And he was like, but you had a lot of stuff that you were, but
Bears
we have to think about that, we have to think about
yeah.
that. And I had solutions
yeah.
to everything.
Yes. The half glass full and half glass.
Yeah.
yeah.
A year ago, I couldn't imagine any of
being
this.
Here. Because you had to quit your job
yes,
let's be
I quit
fair.
Your job.
Yeah.
Yes,
but you did that. Before we took the decision. To go here.
Also because of the house, selling the house.
It was a combination.
Yes.
Fair enough.
It made this possible as well.
Yeah.
The entire traveling.
Yeah.
But you got more excited along the way.
Along the way.
If you didn't want to go, we wouldn't have gone.
No, that's a decision
which needs to come from the team.
Yeah.
All right. And how long did you take to really prepare for this?
Not really that long, because it was a combination of things that made it possible to come here. I think we wanted to prepare more and better, but we wanted to leave Holland when it got colder.
Yes.
So that was kind of our deadline. So that made us leave Holland in October.
Yes.
When it was starting to get colder, we didn't have a house. We were staying in a wooden bungalow, and before we were staying in our caravan, so in our mobile home. So that was kind of a deadline.
And I'm registering from the Netherlands. We got some extra paperwork as well. So
okay.
The last couple of weeks we were busy doing the paperwork instead of.
I know what you
enjoying,
mean. I mean, that's the thing of being in Europe, that all can be a pain in the ass, but in other ways, it's also good.
It's also good, absolutely.
So, two sides.
Yeah.
And do you think that an adventure like this could be for anyone?
I don't know. You have to want it, I think.
You have to want it, yes,
of course.
We know people who say that's something I would never, ever do in my life, and I don't want to. So
that's fine.
And that's fine, because I always tell them, that's okay, because you don't have to come. We're not asking you to come. We're just go with the four of us.
That's
it. We don't need you on the trip. So
I think if you look at it, like, you can basically divide it in two groups. Those who want to and go.
Yes.
The ones who don't want to and don't go. And then the in-betweeners, which I find sometimes hard, because they can get really inspired of seeing those stories. But they can also get pretty annoyed with seeing all these pictures, because they don't dare to, because we've spoken about it, that people can actually dislike it because it's something they want, but they choose fear over the adventure, or they don't choose it, but
or they think it's impossible,
or not for them, or
it's just a matter of different perspective as well.
That's it.
You someone online on some social platform, someone said it's nice to see people travel over the world. If I wouldn't have any kids, I would love to do that as well. And so she replied, like, okay, but it's having kids.
It's not the end of traveling, of adventure.
You can still go. And then she didn't even reply, I think.
All right.
No.
It was just end of conversation.
If you have what would you say to those people who do want in their hearts, but are just too afraid to take the step? Is there, if you can say one thing to them, what do you say?
I don't think I would need to convince them. It's either you want it or you don't. And if you want it, just go.
Stop finding excuses.
Kids are not an excuse not to go.
No.
People use it as an excuse, but it's not.
It's not an excuse. If you have children, you can still do these things.
You have to think about more stuff, of course, because you have not only yourself to think about, but also your children.
Yeah.
And they're tiny humans.
They are, yes.
Think about what they need and what
they need a lot of. Yesterday you said something so on the spot, and it's like, we should say it in English, but it's like, you should not put your kids in the center of the attention.
No.
They will get there anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that what
there
you said?
Are, yes, there. It's not us moving around the kids. It's the kids moving along with us.
Yeah.
They're on our.
Yeah.
Sides.
We have to guide them.
We guide them. We take them.
But it's not that they guide
they're
you.
They're not in the middle of the universe.
Yeah.
No, and of course they take up a lot of energy, and we follow them as well, because they're children and they go their own way, they go their own path. But in the end, we are their guides.
Yes,
we have
are.
To take them along.
Not to be confused with them. Because sometimes it's hard for.
Yeah. And I think the most important question to yourself, if you want to go traveling with kids but you don't go because you're either afraid or you think it's not possible or whatever, imagine yourself in 20, 30, maybe 40 years, asking yourself
what would you regret more, not
what
going or
is your biggest regret in life? For us, it will never be we will never regret this.
No.
But I'm sure we can imagine that if we didn't go, we could...
You would regret it.
We would regret that, yes.
Absolutely. I don't think we will ever regret going.
No. Oh, that's really cool. Hey, and now that we were talking about putting the kids in the center of the attention, do you ever have time for yourself, or do you take it, or do you need it?
It's more difficult here, because back at home you can just go call grandma and say,
"Hey grandma, here we are, here are the kids, bye bye, and here we go."
It's easier, and here it's limited to the times that when they play together or sleep at night, and like now it's really...
this is a miracle. We can
but it's really nice, guys. You don't see it, but I'm just watching the little Jonas. He is playing with the longboard, like already for half an hour, and he's good. He entertains himself with no problem. You're really lucky with that.
Absolutely.
Well, again, it's just from what I see. I'm sure this is not the whole day, but they can entertain themselves pretty good. That's awesome. But like an actual moment for yourself. I mean, do you meditate or do yoga or do something? Or like go for a walk down the beach, or even if it's just for 15 minutes?
When we, before we left, I told myself that I would do yoga on the beach about every day.
I go running on the beach.
Yeah, but in reality, there's not a lot of time for that.
So No.
I do feel when the little one is asleep during the day, there's some... time
space.
To read a book or have a little bit of time for yourself, and but I think that's something all parents are familiar with. Time for yourself is limited,
and you overestimate what you can do in a day.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
and you know, they'll get older, and
they get older
you get more time, and now they're still young, and it's okay, they take up a lot of time.
They do. I think I can see the key of the how you guys can be so relaxed to me, because you just accept what is.
Yes.
Like you picture yourself at the beach doing yoga, and you're not freaking out that it's not happening. You just accept this is how it is, and
this is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's indeed something, because you can worry about a lot of things, and you can worry about all the things that you don't get to do. But there's a lot of stuff that you do
get to do.
Yeah. And you
do
get to experience.
Yes.
And
we're
here
with
the kids. We don't have to work 5 days a week from early in the morning till late in the evening and not see the kids. Have to send them to daycare.
We spend so much time with them.
We see them develop, and it's great
wonderful.
To see. Yeah.
And we already talked about when we get home. Like the kids are going to
you can look forward to that. Kids
they
grandma
don't know yet.
They don't know yet.
No,
they will be fine.
We go away for a week together to a city or somewhere.
we're going to have some creative
sessions
together
and
cocktails
and
drinks sleeping.
That's another thing to look forward to.
Looking
really
forward
present.
To that's coming home.
All right. Now I just want to continue with a couple of questions first for you, Danny, and then I want to ask you some questions.
Yes.
So the point, don't look, you cannot read them yet.
No.
So the whole point of these questions is just to answer them quickly. So it should be really the first thing that comes in mind. Okay, Danny, we start with you. Singing or dancing? go.
No one, I'll pick dancing.
What do you like most?
I like dancing.
Dancing.
He will laugh at me because I can't dance. But
no, perfect. It's what you like. Dancing. All right. So black or white?
White.
Mountains or ocean?
Ocean.
Surfing or swimming?
Swimming.
Your favorite body part of yourself?
Oh my gosh.
That's quite on the spot.
My favorite body part.
No, for you, for yourself.
Yeah, for myself. Yeah.
First thing that comes up.
That's a hard one.
Okay, we come back to that. Fruit or vegetables?
Fruit.
Wine or cocktails?
Cocktails.
Mornings or evenings?
Evenings.
Favorite body part?
I think hair.
Okay, super nice. Okay, Jonas, now I want to ask you some questions.
Okay, yes.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Least favorite chore, like household duty?
Ooh, cleaning the cats.
Cut the box. Nasty.
Yes.
Yeah. Favorite sports?
Sports.
Shoot. Yeah.
Favorite sports.
To play. To do.
Surfing now. Yes.
Cool.
New
yes. Left or right?
Right.
Shoes or bare feet?
Bare feet.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Guilty pleasure?
Is retro gaming a guilty pleasure?
Mario Bros.
Yes,
games,
Super
you would
Mario
say.
Games. Vintage, right. Old games, yes. Okay. With pixels. Pixels. Yes.
Okay. And then dancing or singing? There you go.
Oh, singing. Yeah, singing. Dancing. No, I don't want to hurt anyone.
All right.
Watching.
Okay, cool. Then I just want to end up with some questions you can answer like together. And that's, where does the world need more of?
Kindness.
Love and kindness, respect.
Love, kindness and respect.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a super nice thing to close with. We just close with kindness, with love and with respect. So, one last thing. If people are curious for adventures, where can they find you? Instagram is easy?
Yeah, Instagram mostly.
It's the coolest Instagram name ever, guys. It's @
Two Birds and a Whale.
Two Birds and a Whale and...
Jonas de Bonas.
So definitely check those two out. Dani is also a photographer and she takes amazing photos with very nice and inspiring content. So please check it out. One last question. How do you come up with the name? Two Birds and a Whale. It's hilarious. It's so catchy.
The two birds are the kids.
Yeah.
Raf, Raven. Jonah.
Means white dove.
Yes.
Oh, it's a white dove.
The name. And Jonas and the whale.
I have him here as well.
Oh, really? Give me goosebumps. That's so nice. It sounds so fun, but there's so much meaning behind it. I see your tattoo. Oh, that's amazing. Okay, guys, thank you so much and enjoy your travels. Hope to see you in Holland.
Thank you so much, yes.